Hello, this is Holly. I'm recording from our English Addicts class this afternoon. Gerard and I met and talked about the biggest car show on Earth, or biggest car show in the world, and we're referring to another article from TechCrunch.com during the class, and we ran into several pronunciation and vocabulary words, and I thought I would record some of those words for review practice here. So, we talked about odometers, dashboards, a dashboard. Final consonant D, dashboards with a DZ sound. Dashboard, dashboards. Unfair competition, competition, not competitor. Competition. Muscle. A muscle car, muscle. Exterior, exterior, the exterior of a vehicle. When you're talking about cars, not external, but exterior, the interior, the exterior. We talked about the phrase, there are a few versus there are only a few. So there are a few others. There are a few others. There are a few. Are a few. There are a few others. Or there are only a few others. There are only a few others. There are a few. There are a few others. There are only a few. There are only a few others. The meaning inferred is opposite when you use these expressions. MC, sportscaster, speaker, reporter. We talked about different words for whomever it is that talks about an automobile race as it's happening. So I don't know if you would call that person a sportscaster. Would depend on whether or not you call auto racing a sport or not. Take the road. K. Take the road. D. Take the road. Take the road, not take the road, but take the road. We need that final D sound. Rig, rig, R-I-G, big rig. A big rig is an expression used to describe a tractor trailer truck, an especially large tractor trailer truck. Rigging as a verb or a noun has many different meanings that we talked about. So rig, rigging. Dishonesty, dishonesty, dishonestly, dishonestly. Dishonesty, noun, dishonestly, dishonestly, adverb. Scrap, scrappy, crappy. Scrap, scrappy, crappy. Scrap metal, epitome, epitome. This word is almost always used in a collocation that is the or the epitome of something, the epitome of the epitome of motor, M-O-T-O-R, motor. The T sounds more like a D from most Native American English speakers. Motor sounds strange to me. Motor. Plural, motors. Rotor, R-O-T-O-R, rotor. Irreverent. N-T, irreverent. And startup. Plural, startups. So I hope this review is helpful for Gerard and perhaps for others listening. And to see the typed list of words and learn more about this lesson on the biggest car show in the world, please explore our courses page and learn about the English Addicts course offered on Loop and join us. Thanks. Bye for now.